Yeah, it's a little bit better today for sure. So, what you been up to? I haven't heard you in the, on the radio in the mornings. I'm usually up drinking my coffee, but I never hear you in the morning. Over.
Sometime you get up in the morning. Sometime I don't get up. You know, just go straight, like they say, take it straight. Sleeping, that's why. But you're sounding good, Roger.
Yeah, Roger. I took I had to go up to Saginaw yesterday, and I took it out for the first time in the truck, and was pretty impressed. I could hear quite a bit of activity up in the Saginaw repeater and around and that. So very happy with the EB20G.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And really, it's a good... I'm not talking on it right now, but I could talk on it and see what is the difference, if you like.
Yeah, Roger, I'm on medium power right now. I could see if it changes.
Just, you know, it's good enough. Medium power to do it. I'm on the medium power right now, anyhow, and about 23 miles away from the, I'm more on the Detroit repeater, maybe about 30, 35 miles away from Detroit repeater.
Yeah, Roger, I just ordered that Harvest antenna. It's supposed to be here in a couple of weeks, so once the weather snaps here and I get up on the roof, I'm going to throw that up there and see how that does for me.
Yeah, it will do better. See, it'll do a whole lot better for you. It's, you know, I mean, inside it's okay for a while, but outside it's a lot better and very clear signal. And did you get that the stand I was telling you about with it?
Come back on that. What'd you say as far as the strand?
You're getting the Harvest. Did you get the stand? The stand, you know. I don't know. If you're looking outside, you see satellites. If you take the dish out, there'll be a stand over there. Use that stand just like that. It's a flexible, Roger.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, I've got a project antenna that I did years ago. I thought I was going to do a Wi-Fi booster. Of all things, and I've got a 10-foot or 15-foot pole that's mounted on the top of my my chimney at the highest point of my roof, and I plan on taking that antenna down and putting the Harvest 200 on top, you know, right on, just mounting it right to the pole. So I should probably be, I don't know, probably 50 or 70 feet in the air.
That's okay. If you, you know, 50 feet in the air is good, you know what I mean? Because it's a GMRS, that's why. But just, it'd be okay, you know. So that's what I did with mine. I got the stand, because I used to sell satellite, and I had a few stands around in the garage, so I used one of them, and it was, you know, I had the clamp, same thing. I tie it up just like a hand tight. That's all I did.
So is your stand on top of your roof, or is that like mounted on the ground?
On top of the roof. Well, I have a sunroom, and that's what I put it on, the sunroom. Roger.
I got you. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was just debating on exactly the footage of coax, either 75 foot or 100 foot. I was going to order 100 foot, but I know the lost is, you know, it gets worse the longer you have. Over.
That's what I think. I was telling you that the other day. See if you can measure it. You know what I mean? Where you got to put the antenna and all the way to the wire. See if you can measure it. Not exactly. You know, leave you a little bit more. You know, like 5 foot, 7 foot, 10 foot, something like that. And I was telling you that LMR, it is the best coax out there.
Yeah, Roger. I've been looking at that on the DX, I think it's DX Engineering website. So that's the only thing I haven't done. I haven't ordered the coax yet, but I got a question I could ask you was, what about a lightning arrester? You put one of those in? Over.
Oh, you don't need to do that. You know, I'll be honest with you, I didn't put no lightning, no nothing, no ground at all. When you have the power supply inside the house, you know what I mean? Just get you one of them, the one that's got like 3-4 plugs, it's already there. So I wouldn't worry about it too much.
Roger, I've been doing a little bit of research on that, and I just wasn't sure. I saw the inline, I don't know, it's like a coupler you mount in between the coax and then run your ground wire. But there again, then you have two pieces of coax instead of one solid one. So I wasn't sure whether to do that or not. Over.
You don't need to do that, you know. I mean, they get you the good one, you know. They call it Panax. You know, when you plug 3-4 plugs on the same one, that's all you need. Because it's a power supply anyhow. It's not that big deal. And it's only putting out 13 watts.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, so... Yeah, I was thinking probably get my AM license here eventually, so that's, I guess, the next step. I was looking at that AM study website and looking at all the stuff on there. I took a practice test, and not knowing anything, I got half of them right, so with a little bit of studying, I think I can get her done.
Let me tell you, if you don't study nothing, you got half done. That's excellent. I try four times. Every time I go, I fail with 1, 3, and I can't pass.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes those questions get tricky, and they try and trip you up. And I think the best thing is just memorize them. Just keep taking the practice test and that. So I just started that process. So I'll keep working at it here. But yeah, it's one of those things. I think you just got to memorize the stuff. Over.
You just got to memorize it. Here's the easy way. You keep practicing that test and. And tomorrow you go get a test. You're still in the fresh memory. And this is WIUG 88.